ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नरायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमधीरयेत्। नास्तपयेशवदेशो नित्यं भगवते सेवे भक्त्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। सो वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो 31st चैप्टर। सो हियर टेक्स्ट नंबर 28 इज रिटन, but Dharmatma Prabhu told me that I should speak on verse number 29. So, who was here yesterday? Any of the Prabhus, you were here? Who was here yesterday in the class? So he was reading on this verse also, you know, you remember? He was reading this verse also in purport, yes? Yes. So then we'll discuss text number 29. But since text number 29 is not written, so we will chant together text number 28. And then I will just read the text and I will then continue with text number 29. Imam tu kosharavino pavanitam Shatani samyajita vada sadgatam Pravrida bhava asukala kulo munir Tadara murna charanam rida hare Idam tukoshara vino pavanitam Shatani samyajita vada sadgatam Pravridha bhava shukala kulo munir Dadhara murdna charanam ridahare Please chant. Imam tu kushara vino pavanitam Shatani samyajita vada sadgatam Pavida bhava shukala kulo munir Dadhara mudna charanam ridahare Itam tu kaushara vino pavanitam Shatani samyajita vada sadgatam Pavida bhava shukala kulo munir Dadhara murdna charanam ridahare Imam tu kaushara vino pavanitam Shatani samyajita vada sadgatam Pravidya bhava shukala kulo munir Tadada murdna charanam ridahare Matajis? Any Mataji? Imam tu kaushara vino pavanitam Kshatani samyajita vada sadgatam Pravidya bhava shukala kulo munir Tadara murna charanam ridahare Translation. My dear King, in this way, after hearing the transcendental messages of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees from the great sage Maitreya, Vidura was overwhelmed with ecstasy. With tears in his eyes, he immediately fell down at the lotus feet of his guru, his spiritual master. He then fixed the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the core of his heart. Text number 29. Viduro vacha soyam adyamaha yogin bhavata karunatmana dashitas tamaso paro yatra kinchana go harin. Word for word, please repeat after me. Vidura vacha. Vidura said, sa, that, I am, this, adya, today, mahayogin, O great mystic, bhavata, by you, karuna atmana, most merciful, darshita, I have been shown, tamasa, of the darkness, para, the other side, yatra, where, akinchanaga, approachable by the materially free, hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Sri Vidura said, O great mystic, O greatest of all devotees, by your cosmic mercy, I have been shown the path of liberation from this world of darkness. By following this path, a person liberated from the material world can return home back to Godhead. Purport. This material world is called tama, dark, and the spiritual world is called light. The Vedas enjoin that everyone should try to get out of the darkness and go to the kingdom of light. Information of that kingdom of light can be attained through the mercy of a self-realized soul. One also has to get rid of all material desires. As soon as one frees himself from material desires and associates with a liberated person, the path back home, back to Godhead, is clear. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshodan Militam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajibam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha. He Krishna Kurana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Banchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyahevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shibazari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Viduru Vacha Soyam Adya Mahayogin Bhavata Karunatmana Darshitas Tamaso Paro Yatra Kinchana Go Harihi. translation, Sivarura said, "O great mystic, O greatest of all devotees, by your causeless mercy, I have been shown the path of liberation from this world of darkness. By following this path, a person liberated from the material world can return home back to Godhead." So, Maitreya Rishi, he was relating about the Prachetas, and as also explained, of course, that Sukadeva Goswami, he was speaking to King Parikshit, and he was relating the conversation between Maitreya to Vidura. And so, in the previous chapters up to here, the descendants of the first son of Swayambhuva Manu were described, and now the descendants of Priyavrata, the second son of Swayambhuva Manu, will be described. So here, Vidura is addressing the great sage Maitreya Rishi, explaining so that he's a great yogi. So out of respect, the disciple, so he will glorify the spiritual master. Even when we go to the temple, we see our spiritual master, so we have to offer obeisances. And then we say the mantra, the pranam mantra to the spiritual master. So that is the least. So Vidura, so he addressed Maitreya Rishi as a Mahayogi, as great yogi. So as we know, yoga, the different processes by which we can approach the supreme personality of yoga. So yoga means to link with the Supreme Lord, and one who is practicing yoga is a yogi. So some are doing through karma yoga by performing various activities, and then they will give the result to Krishna, to the Supreme Lord, but they are not fully surrendered. Those who are more advanced are jnana yogas. They're performing jnana yoga, so they're also yogis. So they are accumulating or studying the scriptures, and they are acquiring knowledge in order to become liberated, but they are also not fully engaged in devotional activities. So actually Maitreya Rishi, as explained before by the Acharyas, Sisi Gonitai, Sisi Krishnamaram, Sisi Radha Shama Sundar, so he was a great devotee of the Lord. He had darshan of the Lord, but at the same time it is explained that he was more a jnana yogi than a bhakti yogi. So still he was not fully surrendered in devotional service, not fully engaged, but he was a great personality, and therefore the great Vidura, who was definitely a pure devotee of the Lord, he accepted him as his one of his spiritual masters. So we can see the previously that, and even nowadays, of course, that we have one spiritual master, Diksha Guru, but we may have several Shiksha Gurus who are also great souls, elevated souls, who can give us inspiration, who can give us some instructions, so we can advance more on the path of devotional service, of pure devotional service. So we need all the help we can get from everywhere, from anyone. And so if you are in humble position, then we can always see the devotees who are more advanced, and then we'll take their association, and then we can advance further. So he's expressed here his appreciation for Maitreya Rishi, and so he's explaining, "By your mercy, so I've been shown the path of liberation, and I've become free from ignorance, tamasa." And Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the purport that it is mentioned in Vedic scriptures that everyone should try to get out of the darkness and go to the kingdom of light. Tamasima Jyotir Gamaya. So we have to leave this tamas, the darkness, and go to the light. Go to the kingdom of God. Yahan Krishna, Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Haya Andakar. Yahan Krishna Taha, Maya Radhikar Nai. So Krishna is the source of everything. He's light. And this material world is Maya, illusion, darkness. So when we are in contact with Krishna, then there is no Maya there. Or if we are in the association of the devotees who are surrendered, when we are in the association of the pure devotees, the sadhus, the Vaishnavas, who have realized Krishna, then we can also become free from this darkness. Also it is mentioned, Mritama Amritagamaya. So this material world is actually a place of repeated birth and death. As explained Bhagavad Gita, one who has taken birth, surely he will also have to face death. And in between, there are many diseases. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi. Vyadi, diseases, many diseases, giving us so much problem. Physical and mental also problems are there. And then old age is also there. And in old age, it becomes more difficult to function properly, physically and mentally. The brain is also not working properly, so it is difficult. So therefore we should leave that and Amrita Gamaya. We should go to the Amrit, to the nectar, or that which is permanent. Amrit may mean nectar, or that which is beyond that. So that is the spiritual life, which is full of nectar. Because Krishna is full of nectar. Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, his form is full of knowledge. He has an eternal form, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Paramanant. So that is actually the real nectar. So if we are in Krishna consciousness, then we can give up the cycle of birth and death and taste the nectar of serving Krishna in loving exchange with Krishna. Asatma sadgamayo. So this material world is asat. It is not permanent. But we should connect to the permanent. Sat chit. Sat means eternal life. Again, that is in connection to Krishna. Satchidananda vastu. The real thing. The real object. Real life. Vastav jivan. So that is in connection to Krishna. So for this, to approach the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have to approach the Guru, Sad Guru, the spiritual master who is realized. Tad vidi paripatena prepreshna sevaya upadekshati degyanam gyaninas tattvadashinaha. As Krishna is explaining to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, that we have to approach the person who is tattvadarshinaha, tattvadarshan. Tattva means the absolute truth. Param Tattva, that is Krishna, the supreme truth. So we have to approach him, and we have to approach the person who has darshan of the absolute truth. Sakshat darshan, full realization. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvataha. Veti tattvataha, knows in truth about Krishna's transcendental activities, his birth, his transcendental activities. So one who knows, who has practical realization of Krishna and his own surup, atma tattva, who has realized his self, not just theoretically but practically, so he can help us. So to such a person we have to actually go, and then we can be in the light. Om tad Vishnu pramam param sada pashri suryo divipa chaksura dadam tatvipajabim javo jagriyabam sasamindade Vishnu nyat paramam padam. One verse from the Rig Veda, which Prabhupada, this verse he recited many times, and all the pujaris who are doing seva for Thakurji, they have to learn this mantra, and then only they can go on the altar. Just like if you want to go to America, you need a visa, otherwise you cannot go. So if you want to go inside, you have to chant this mantra. And then the doorkeeper will let you in on the altar. So that is Jagrivamsa Samindate. Those who are spiritually awake, Vipra, the Brahmanas, Vidiva Chakshur, they have divine eyes, divine vision. Gyana Chakshu, Shastra Chakshu. So, they Om Tad Vishnu Pramam Pram Sada Pashanti Suryaho. They can always, Sada, always, Pashanti, see the abode of Vishnu, just like the sun. We can see the sun. When we can see the sun, we can see everything. But night time, when there's no sun, you can see nothing. Of course, except when the full moon is there. Krishna Chandra, Krishna is just, compared to the full moon. So when the moon is there, then when Krishna Chandra is there, then even night time we can see something. But otherwise, if there's no full moon, there's no electricity, no candlelight, we can see nothing. But as soon as the sun is about to rise, then we can slowly but surely see something. We can see all the things around, we can see ourselves. And when the sun is fully there, we can see the sun, then we can see everything clearly. So like that, the spiritually awake person, he can see Krishna in the transcendental realm, Golok Vrindavan. He can see the associates of Krishna. And he can see himself in relationship with Krishna, his Swarup. That is known as Swarup Siddhi, when we can realize ourselves, either as a cowboy or gopi or whatever, or a transcendental cow in Golok, or a grass hound there. So, and such a person, so he can show the spiritual world, he can show the spiritual abode, he can show Krishna, he can give Krishna to others. Krishna se tomara. So Krishna is yours, you can give me Krishna. So many prayers are there and many shlokas are there in the scriptures emphasizing the point that we have to associate with the great devotees. Like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained two verses unless we take the dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotees and we take the dust and we smear on our body, cover our body with this dust, so unless we get the mercy of the spiritual master, it is very difficult to advance in spiritual life. So actually three things are there of the spiritual master which are very powerful, as explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So one is the Padaraj, the dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotee, and one is Padajal, one is the water which has been used to wash the lotus feet of the pure devotee. So that is the custom on the Vyasa Puja day, on the appearance day of the spiritual master, or when he's coming from somewhere, the spiritual master, that was a tradition. Then he's going to somebody's house, the spiritual master, then the grihasthas or the disciples, they will wash the lotus feet of the spiritual master. That is known as a swagat, the welcome of the great personality. Even when we worship the deities in the temple, so we do swagatam, the welcome of the Lord or the spiritual master. Please come, please be seated. And then we wash the feet. We offer achman, Argya, Madhuparka. So in this way, a great personality is received. And then we can collect that water, and every day we are drinking Charanamrit. Charanamrit. Charan means the lotus feet. Amrit means the nectar, which is the water which has been used to wash the feet of the Lord of pure devotee. That is known as Charanamrit. And if we drink that, then actually all unwanted things in our consciousness, so they are eradicated, but just by taking once. But the unfortunate thing is that every day we are drinking that, but every day at the same time, and we have great opportunity to advance so much, but still the conditioned soul is so much attached to the material world, just like the elephant is going into the holy river, he's taking a bath and he's coming out. He's taking again some sand and throwing that on himself. So the conditioned soul is doing the same thing. Even though he may be chanting, he may be taking Charanamrit, but still at the same time, he's still attached to material activities, thinking also. Not proper thinking is there, and speaking and acting. And so therefore, so again and again, every day it has to be done. Sadhana Bhakti, and we follow the rules and regulations, and we pray to the Lord so that we can become free from these material desires. So that Prabhupada has explained here in the purport that so one has to associate with the self-realized soul. And through his mercy, one can go back home, back to Godhead. But again, two times Prabhupada is writing that one has to get rid of all material desires. And as soon as one is free, when one frees himself from material desires, then it is possible to go to the spiritual realm. So the material attachment is very, very strong, very, very deep-rooted. So it takes some time to become completely free. So therefore, Rupa Goswami has explained, utsa nishchad daryat tatta karma pravatanat. What is it? Sat sanga? Satovrita? Sat sanga tyagat satovrite. Sangat tyagat satovrite sadbir bhaktir prasiddhati. So this bhakti becomes perfect when we are very enthusiastic. We have to be enthusiastic all the time, despite all difficulties which are coming on our way. And nishta, determination has to be there. I will attain the goal. I will attain the goal. So firm determination has to be there. And then dharya also. We have to be very patient. It will take some time to become completely free and completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. But tatta karma pravatanat. But one has to be constantly engaged in the process of shavanam, kirtanam, vishnu smananam, parasevanam, achanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmani, vedanam. Hearing about Krishna, speaking about Krishna, trying to remember Krishna, serve Krishna, worship the deities, offering prayers. So many prayers are there. We should recite many prayers for the glorification of the Lord. Or at least with love and affection, chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And then, so understand that we are the eternal servant of Krishna, Dasyam. Prabhupada in this purport of this verse, from Prahlad Maharaj, has explained that the devotee, he should always have the feeling that I'm the servant of Krishna. That is Sambandha Gyan. So with this Sambandha Gyan, we should chant the holy names. Understanding that I am not this body, I am the eternal servant of Krishna, and I am doing everything for his pleasure. That is Dasyam. And when it is more purified, then Sakyam. And so then one can understand that Krishna is my best friend. He's my best friend. And so that is then known as Rag Marg, when one is realizing that Krishna is the best friend, and one has also realizations, so not only theoretically but practically, and is fully dependent on Krishna. And then comes Atmanivedanam. Then he can surrender everything to Krishna. Then the consciousness is pure, and then he will be free from material desires. So, but it will take some time. So, but sadhu sanga, sarva shastra kai, eilava matta sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi hoy. So it has been stressed that we have to take the association. And even a moment's association with the pure devotee can give all perfection. So that means that it is just a matter of time till we become pure completely. If we adopt the process and we always remain humble, tolerant and respectful, then success is guaranteed. But it will take a little time. So we have to be patient. So that is very much required, the patience. And the association of the pure devotee is also twofold. One is known as Vapu Seva and one is Vani Seva. So Vapu means the physical body of the spiritual master. So that has to be done. One has to associate with the pure devotee when he's present, the spiritual master, the advanced devotees, and we should do some seva. Some practical seva for him, offering something to him, washing his clothes, cooking for him, asking him, what can I do, what seva can I do? And then he will tell us, do this and this and that, distribute my books, worship the deities. So some vapu seva has to be there. And so when he's here, we have to try to have his association. That is important. But even more important is actually vani seva, follow the instructions of the spiritual master. So because... So if we associate with the spiritual master, but we don't follow the instructions, then actually we cannot get full benefit. If the spirit master, we are going to him, we are listening from him, and he's saying you chant 16 rounds, and then we are not chanting 16 rounds, then we don't get the full benefit. Like in India, many persons, they are coming to Guru. They know Guru is very important. They go and touch the feet. Ashirvad de jije. Please give Ashirvad blessings. So they are ready to do that. But then if you tell them chant Hare Krishna, then they are very hesitant. So, but that doesn't work, only touching the feet. But one has to follow the process. There's a process in order to get full mercy. A little mercy we can get by going to the sadhu, even by not doing anything. But one will get not the full mercy and full realization of Krishna and our Swarup. So for that we have to work very hard actually. We have to endeavor fully. And when there is full endeavor, then we can get full mercy. And then we can get a perfection. Another thing is danger sometimes because of the condition, nature of the Badajiv, of the conditioned soul, that sometimes in the association of the advanced devotees, fault finding will be there. Oh, he's eating a lot. He ate 3 chapatis today. That's a lot. And even myself, I'm only eating 2 chapatis. Then one will see fault in the spiritual master. Oh, he's going a lot to the bathroom. In old age, one has to go more to the bathroom. Then what is this? He should be simply hearing and chanting. Just like Ramchandra Puri, the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So he was seeing his spiritual master. He was crying. And he was a kind of Mayavadi. So, why are you crying? You're going to give up the body. You have to be absorbed in Nirvana, in the absolute truth. And there is no lamentation. So why are you crying? And then of course, he was crying in separation of Krishna, remembering Krishna had gone to Mathura and Srimati Radharani, crying. Highest mood of separation she was feeling. So he was remembering that. So then he was crying also, feeling the same mood. Oh, Krishna is gone, my Swamini, Srimati Radharani, she's crying. So he was crying also. So then he was criticizing him. So by doing that, then of course, everything is destroyed. So we have to be careful that we don't criticize the advanced devotees. So therefore we have to be very, very careful also, because the fine-folding tendency is very strong. And then we may even find fault in the advanced devotees. So, we should still try to always associate when the devotee is here, the advanced devotees, because from him ecstatic prem is emanating. And he's always ready to give instructions and guidance. And if we have the proper mood and are humble in this association, then his bhav will come to us. So by proper association, maybe he's not saying anything, but if we are humble, respectful, begging for his mercy, then his bhav will also come to us, because his bhav is emanating from his body. Krishna prem is emanating from his body, then may come to us. But at the same time, it is very, very important, vani seva, to hear the instructions of the spiritual master, to follow the instructions, to hear Krishna katha, Gaur katha from the spiritual master. And then we will be absorbed, we will be able to be absorbed in that remembrance of Krishna or Mahaprabhu and their pastimes. And then we can relate that to others. And then Mahaprabhu or Krishna will be there manifested in our heart. And then we can properly serve Thakurji in the temple. We can properly chant. But if we're not hearing sufficiently, then our seva, our chanting will not be very effective. Prabhupada has explained in many places that we have to hear. And where we have heard for a long, long time, then there will be effect there. And Krishna will be manifested in our heart. So that has to go on continuously, daily. We have to hear Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And in this way, we can become fixed. And we can be come free from this material attachment, which is very difficult to give up completely. Because it is very deep-rooted. We are very fortunate to be in Sri Vrindavan Dham, where Krishna is performing his eternal pastimes. Of course, Navadvip Dham, Mayapurdham is also equally important, non different. And Mahaprabhu is very merciful. And by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, actually, we have come to know about Krishna. Yadi Gauranga na hoite to. If Mahaprabhu would not have been, then who would have come to know about Radha Krishna's pastime? Yadi Rupa Sharira na dharite to. If Rupa Goswami had not accepted this Sadak Rup, as Rupa Goswami, he's actually Rupa Manjari, Manjari in Braj. If we would not have come as Rupa Goswami, who would have come to know about Mahaprabhu and then about Radha Krishna? And similarly, if Bhaktisiddhanta or Srila Prabhupada would not have come, who would have known about these pastimes of Krishna? So for us, the most important places are Navadvip and Mayapur and Vrindavan. Of course, Jagannath Puri is also important. Jagannath Swami is there, and Vipralamba Bhav is there. And of course, the devotees, they're always seeing Braj, even in Puri. Or we go to Eka Chakra, Nitananda Prabhu's appearance day, Gupta Vrindavan is there. You go to Jaipur, Gupta Vrindavan is there. So, but still, at the same time, Prakat Vrindavan, Braj is very, very powerful and very wonderful. And Krishna is performing his eternal pastimes and are simultaneously manifest in Golok and here. But only those who are advanced, they can see the pastimes even nowadays here, because they are not different. Aprakat and Prakat Leela ultimately. So those who are not so advanced, when they are even here in Prakat Leela, but Krishna is not here, then what we can see? Unless we go to the temple, unless we associate with the devotees who are speaking Krishna Katha. So most wonderful place of Sri Vrindavan Dham, where the eternal pastimes of Krishna are there throughout the 12 forests. And then there explained Upavana there. And so many other smaller forests are there. And the wonderful pastimes are performed there. So every day in Vrindavan is actually Mahotsav, is a festival. Every day in Vrindavan. There's a festival actually in Golok and here also. But according to our calendar, today is Somavati Amavasya. Amavasya means new moon. So, and then there's a Purnima full moon. So, very auspicious day. Prabhupada actually has mentioned Ekadashi Titi, Amavasya Titi and Purnima Titi. A very auspicious day. So, Titi's lunar days. Ekadashi we chant more. We do Parikrama of Vrindavan. But even on Amavasya, like today, and Purnima, most of the Brijabasis, they will chant more. They will do Parikrama of Vrindavan. You can see today, if you notice, many devotees, Brijabasis, they will do Parikrama of Vrindavan or Govardhan. And of course, on Purnima, that is most celebrated day because Krishna is performing Ras Lila also. And of course, so many Lilas are there. And he may also perform Ras Lila other days, but especially when a full moon there is there, because you can see everything very nicely, so he can dance nicely. But today, Somavati Amavasya. So when Amavasya, the Amavasya Titi, new moon is falling on Monday, known as Somvar or Chandravar in Sanskrit or Hindi. So when the Amavasya falls on Monday, then it is known as Somavati Amavasya. It is auspicious. And there are some different effects there if it is on Monday. Just like in one of the forests known as Bandirvan, that is across the Jamuna. So there one pastime happened. And even nowadays, as we have heard Dinabandhu, has explained yesterday, and so some devotees have gone there also, some devotees are going. And so it is explained that actually in the early morning it is explained that there's a well there, Kup, Venu Kup, where Krishna with his flute, he was making a well, and then his friends and the gopis could drink water. So in the morning, early morning, that will turn into milk, early morning. Then also it is explained, everyone, like the grihastas are there, sometimes they don't get a child. If there are some grihastas there and they don't have yet a child, they don't want a child, they can go there, and the ladies, if they take bath there, then they will get a child. And even those who have many girls in India, they want boys, they will also go there and take bath, and surely they will get a child or boy there. But we, Of course, devotees, grihasthas, they may also do that. But we go there especially to remember the pastimes of Krishna, to get the mercy of Krishna, so we may become pure devotees and be absorbed in the pastimes. So there one wonderful pastime happened. There's a banyan tree there. Vat priksh, banyan tree. So a big banyan tree is there. And so one time, Krishna was there nearby and with his father, and he was just watching his fields, and then some thunder was there and lightning was there. And then Krishna, Nanda Baba was thinking, oh, Krishna should go back home now. It may rain, so he should go back. And just somehow Srimati Radharani was passing the way also. And then he told also, oh, Srimati Radharani, you may also go back with Krishna together. You may go home. At that time, they were small. Balyavastha, they were like 5 years old. So then they were going home. And then they went to Bandirvan. And then there, suddenly, they came to this tree, and then suddenly, Krishna became Kishore and Srimati Radharani Kishori, like 10, 12 years old. Krishna 12 and Radharani 10 years old. And then suddenly Lord Brahma came, the creator of the universe. And then suddenly Lalita and Vishakha Devi came there. And then they performed the Vivaha Samskar, the marriage ceremony of Radha and Krishna. And Brahma himself, he was chanting the mantras for the marriage ceremony. And the gopis were helping. They were tying Krishna's chadar and Srimati Radharani's veil together. And then there was a marriage ceremony performed there. And then, of course, Radhisham, they were happy. The gopis were happy. But then after some time again, Lord Brahma, he disappeared. And the gopis disappeared. And they again came back to the Balyavastha. Because Radha Krishna, they are not married, actually. They belong to each other. They belong to each other. But according to the Leela, so they are not married in Golok Vrindavan, in the highest planet. But they belong to each other. Because they are young, Kishore Kishori, there's no question of married life yet. But they belong to each other, and they perform pastimes together, known as Parakya Ras, which is even higher than the Sakya Ras, the married life of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, or Narayan Lakshmi Devi. So it is a famous pastime. So in this way we can see, because something, the Parikya Ras is there, but if you see that everything has to be included in Krishna, so Swakya is also included in Krishna. Everything included in Krishna. But the highest mood is known as Parakya Bhav. Of course, to understand that properly, we have to be advanced. And we have to, first of all, understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srimati Radharani is the Mool Shakti. Krishna is Mool Rup, Adipurush. So is the original personality of Godhead, the source of everything. All of the incarnations, Ramchandra, Bhagavan, Narayan, they are all emanations, Vishnu, the all emanations of Krishna. And Srimati Radharani is Adi Shakti, Mool Shakti. He's the original energy, eternal consort of the Supreme Being. And all the other consorts of the Lord, like Sita Rani, Lakshmi Devis, all the Lakshmi Devis, even Durga Devi, these are all expansions of Srimati Radharani. So everything is included in Radhesham. Swakya is there also, Parakya is there. So first we have to understand that Krishna is the source of everything, and that we have an eternal relationship with Him. And then we can, when we have realized the tattva vichar, the considerations of the Absolute Truth, then later we can enter into lila vichar, the consideration of the pastimes, and then we may relish really also the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, of the Divine Couple, Sisi Radha and Shyama Sundar. So that is all by the mercy of the pure devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Goswamis, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, and A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and the very loyal followers of Srila Prabhupada. So by their mercy, we can become absorbed in thoughts about Krishna and his associates and their wonderful pastimes, and then we can become free from this material attachment. There's no other way. There's no other way. So, and especially, of course, in the Kali Yuga, we have to, before even approaching Radha Krishna, we have to approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none different from Radha and Krishna. And we have to hear about his wonderful pastimes. And we have to be absorbed in Nam Kirtan, and chanting very nice japa, and in taking part in Sankirtan. Sankirtan means congregational chanting, but Sankirtan means all full absorption, samyak rupena, in properly, fully being absorbed in chanting the holy names. So that is a process, but at the same time we must hear about Krishna, about Mahaprabhu and their pastimes. And then seva bhava has to be there, seva vritti. We have to have a mood of always trying to serve Guru Gauranga and Krishna and the Vaishnav, Hari Guru Vaishnav. Seva bhava has to be there. And when we have the seva bhava, then we can get the mercy, and then we can get realization, and then we can get more advanced, we can get more realization, and then we can become fully realized. And when we are fully realized, then we have the complete mercy. Otherwise, we have only a little partial mercy. But in order to get complete mercy, we have to have full surrender, full commitment. Then we get the full mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Any questions? Everything very clear? So, yes, Sankirtan Marathon is there, so devotees should try to also distribute books. And so, of course, we have to do our seva. And but at least you should try to distribute books. But also what we can do, I don't have so much time to distribute books, but at least I'm also distributing something. I'm distributing some cookies. And that is also very powerful. So everyone can come here and get some Mahaprasad. Grantrachima Bhagavatam ki. Sisi Gonitai ki. Sisi Krishna Bharam ki. Sisi Radha Shamasundar ki. Sankirtan Yagya ki. Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki. Mahaprasadam ki. Hare Krishna.